This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Now is the time when dead wheat heads start appearing around wheat fields as the grain is filled. These dead white heads can be in small patches scattered throughout the field or covering entire areas. In some cases, it's just a few spikelets on the head that are white, or it could be the entire head. As what is assumed, these are all kinds of reasons for white head in wheat, including insects, disease, and environment. The following information is from K-State Agronomy Update from our state wheat specialist, Dr. Romolo Lulato, Dr. Eric DeWolf, and Dr. Kelsey Anderson. In many years, one very common cause of white heads and missing spikelets is freeze damage. If the freeze happens in an early heading stage, part of the head could be killed or twisted. If there is an earlier freeze and the crown is damaged, some of the tillers can die, but still the form heads are white. However, I don't expect either of these situations to be true this year or in this area. While it got real cold in February and an odd late frost in April, neither likely affected the wheat. The soil temperature stayed stable enough in February, and it didn't get cold enough for long enough in April to hurt the wheat head that was still in the boot at that time. Another weather event that we see affect the wheat from time to time every year is hail. Since hail is rarely widespread, it just depends on what sort of storms the field saw during the heading and grain fill. A hail impact can smack a wheat head and kill just that part of the head. The damaged part of the head turns white, and often spikelets fall off after a few days. Along with hail that storms bring, they also bring flooding. Areas of flooded fields where wheat roots stand in water for a few days will end up dying. Logically, this will follow the terrace channels, waterways, and field edges. How this affects yields depends on how far along the grain fill was before the plant died. When there is rainy weather during flowering, much like this year, some heads can get infected with the Fusarium head blight, also known as head scab. This fungal disease can affect a few spikelets, or the entire portion of the head. The way to differentiate this issue is that the fungus creates a pink or orange fungal mass on the infected spikelet surface. Later, after the grain is filled, those kernels will be shriveled and lightweight. Fusarium head blight is also the fungus that produces vomitoxin, which, as farmers know, can be a real problem in some years. Just the presence of Fusarium, though, doesn't automatically mean vomitoxin, and the levels of the chemical can vary greatly. As far as insects go, there is a wheat stem maggot that is common and can kill individual tillers. Usually though, there is not enough of them to have any sort of effect on yield. If there are any questions on unexpected dead white wheat heads in fields or troubles areas within the field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.